You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, the Guardian U.S. published leaked court documents from Wisconsin's John Doe investigation earlier this week. We'll talk about this and other news in our weekly Wisconsin Roundup with Rob Mentzer. First, September is a month dedicated to something you probably have sitting in your kitchen, honey. And if you just use that honey in your tea, our guest says there's a whole lot more you can do with it. Joining us now is Zeke Freeman. He calls himself a recovering chef, and he's the founder and CEO of the honey company B-E-E Raw. Zeke, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, I say the word honey, but looking around at some of your recipes and things like that, just one word doesn't seem to do it. There's a lot of variety, it sounds like, in honey. Can you talk about where that variety comes from and how much difference it makes?
Yeah, you nailed the word there, variety. And so what we call the types of honeys that we do are varietal honeys. And that means that our honeys come from a specific floral source. And what happens is our beekeepers, they take their bees and they place them in a buckwheat field or an orange grove or a wild raspberry patch. And the bees collect the nectar from that specific floral source and they make honey from it. And that changes everything, the color, the texture, and obviously the flavor of the honey.
Yeah,
we don't do anything. We leave it raw, completely unprocessed, and you get just an enormous difference from what you would find in your grocery store in the honey bear.
Yeah, you make a big case for raw honey. Why is that? Why does that make so much difference if it's not pasteurized?
Sure. So being a recovering chef, it's all about flavor, right? It's all about flavor for us. So while there are health benefits to their to raw honey, the enzymes are intact, all of that good stuff. They're really what matters to me is that the flavor stays intact. So when the honey is heated and processed and super filtered, you lose a lot of the texture and flavor qualities that raw honey presents.
And what's the difference side by side between that container of honey that I might have had sitting in on my shelf for a year and some really good fresh varietal honeys?
Yeah, I think what you're going to see is one, that honey on your shelf is probably still liquid, which means that all of the pollen and the good stuff has been filtered out of it, and a lot of that's where the flavor is present. And you're going to see that the raw honey may begin to crystallize, you know, over a couple of days or a week, and that crystallization actually adds a lot of interesting texture and flavor and melts in your mouth more slowly and gives you a lot more nuance to the honey.
Now let's talk about cooking with honey. Again, I am pretty limited in my daily uses of honey. Honestly, I don't really think of it as part of my cooking palate. Make the case that I should start thinking of it that way.
You know, the way I think about it is, you know, I usually have four or five honeys in my pantry and treat them the same as I treat different spices in my pantry. You know, our goal is to take people past tea and toast. So, you know, I certainly do a ton of savory recipes with honey. We're going to talk about a couple of chicken wing recipes that I do this time of year. I have this amazing butternut squash recipe, but I also do fun things like cocktails and cheese pairings. And I'm sure your Wisconsin folks are going to love about hearing about the cheese pairings.
Let's go right there. Yeah, we are in Wisconsin. Honey and cheese is a thing I really wouldn't have thought of pairing. I think I've heard of it happening on a plate at you know, hip restaurants and things like that. How do we go about pairing honey with cheese?
So the way we go about it is we like to, first of all, you can't go wrong. If you choose a honey and a cheese, you know, it's probably going to be pretty good. We get a little nerdy about it. So we break up the different styles of cheese and pair them with specific honeys. So for example, like Alpine cheese, like Gruyere, we really like with our Meadow Foam honey. And Meadow Foam, is this honey that comes from Oregon and has these really like cotton candy creme brulee notes that pair really well with like the nuttiness and sweetness of your Alpine style cheeses. On the contrary, our buckwheat honey, which is this giant, big, kind of molassesy, barnyardy honey that's dark, dark, dark brown, almost black, goes fantastically with your fresh cheeses like ricotta or fresh goat cheese or even yogurt.
Big fan of aged cheddars in my house. Good, sharp cheddar. What kind of honey goes well with that?
I like orange blossom with that. I find that the floral citrus notes really kind of pair nicely with cheddars.
So it sounds, we can really nerd out with honey. It sounds like we
totally.
Could, I mean, we could treat
you
honey like wine or like people are getting with beer if we want to.
Unquestionably. And, you know, certainly when we talk about it, we often talk about, you know, talk about it in the same way as we talk about wine. We actually have flights of honey in the way that you would have a flight of wine.
We are getting nerdy with honey. We're cooking with honey on this edition of Food Friday. Zeke Freeman is with us, founder and CEO of the honey company Bee Raw, and he's been a chef himself over the years. So, Zeke, let's get into some of the recipes and the cooking you mentioned. You mentioned those chicken wings, and I saw you had a three different sauces. So you make up the wings, and you've got three different honey-based sauces to serve with them. Talk us through some of those sauces.
Yeah, so this is really kind of a fun way to do your football party or any party, you know, this time of year is you start your chicken wings in the oven, you split them up into three separate trays, you get them going, and you cook them for about 40 minutes. And in the meantime, I have three different sauces that I do. I do a sriracha honey ginger glaze. I do more of your traditional buffalo wing glaze, and then more of a soy Asian ginger glaze. And so you get these multiple different flavors, and you know it's just super easy preparation. So as your chicken wings are roasting, you create these three different sauces. You split each of them in half, and then 40 minutes goes by. You toss each one of the sheet pans in half the sauce. You toss them back in the oven for another 20 minutes. They come out and they're ready to go. And then you have the rest of the sauce for dipping.
Sounds great. And I guess it's not that surprising. I think of barbecue sauces sometimes will have honey in them. So that's sure. I guess, a mental starting point here.
Absolutely.
And then we've got a recipe. This one is linked on the Central Time Facebook page. And we've been thinking about it for a little bit now. A candied honey bacon. Talk us through
Sounds
that.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah, this one, you know, is fun by itself. As a snack or, you know, dunked in your Bloody Mary. But it's also really great for, like, crumbling up into a salad.
Ooh,
is
yeah.
really interesting. And I've also ground it up a little bit and tossed it into popcorn, which is out of sight. So, you know, this is really easy. You know, it's a little bit of Dijon mustard, some cayenne pepper, some orange blossom honey. You mix those items together, you toss a pound of bacon into it, and then you put them in an oven, a 350 degree oven, you know, for, you know, 20 to 30 minutes. And the real key to this recipe is letting them bake long enough that they get crispy. You have to really let them get dark, probably darker than you might think, because if you don't, it can have that kind of soggy-ish, like, you know, chewy-ish, as opposed to like a really nice crispy bite. But yeah, a lot of fun to garnish things with. You can really play around with it a bit.
Is that long enough and hot enough for the honey to caramelize a little bit on the bacon, or does it just kind of soak in?
No, it definitely, the whole thing caramelizes. It definitely gets really hot and that's the key to making sure you leave it in long enough. The things really darken up, really dark brown.
That sounds fantastic. Again, that one for the candied honey bacon is available. You can find a link to Zeke's recipe there on the Central Time Facebook page. And you mentioned butternut squash. And Zeke, I'm really excited because we're coming up on winter squash season here in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
What can we do with honey? What kind of honeys go well with a butternut squash?
So for this recipe, I really like buckwheat honey, and I mentioned buckwheat before, and buckwheat's, you know, we call it the Guinness of honey because it really has this dark brown black color and this big, big flavor that's really earthy. So it really kind of plays, it's probably while it's sweet, it's our most savory honey. So it really plays well with other sweet things and actually can bring an earthy characteristic to a dish. So in this case, there's actually two ways that I like to do it. You can do it where you just half the butternut squash, seed it, and then brush the butternut squash with the honey, roast it for a little while, brush a little bit more on, roast it for a little while. And that's probably the easy, most family-friendly way to do it. Additionally, you can slice it up into kind of quarter, half-inch pieces and toss the squash in the honey and then pan, sauté it for, you know, 5, 7 minutes, and you get this just really coated squash dish that really holds together and has this nice kind of earthy brown color. Really beautiful.
I like the sounds of that second way. So we're just tossing it and then what, olive oil or something to marinate or to saute in?
No, just the honey.
Just the honey.
Yes, super, super simple.
Is that going to stick to my pan?
It will stick to your pan, but the moisture of the butternut squash releases as you're cooking. You know, you're keeping this over kind of a low medium heat, and so the goal is for the moisture from the butternut squash to release as you're cooking this, and you know, so you, at the end you get more of a glaze that will stick but shouldn't burn.
That sounds fantastic.
And then at the end of it, towards the end, you do a little grated orange zest in there, and it just kind of creates this little pop of freshness.
That sounds great and pretty easy. It is National Honey Month. We're talking to Zeke Freeman. He is founder and CEO of the company Bee Raw. We are talking about cooking with honey, not just sweet stuff, savory stuff too, as we've been hearing. And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What are your favorite foods to pair with honey? Do you use honey as a sweetener for desserts or as a glaze in some of your savory recipes? Do you try different kinds of honey? Are you a honey connoisseur or do you make your own honey? This is Wisconsin. These things happen. Tell us what types of honey you like using and get some advice, too, from Zeke. Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. 1234 or post and find a recipe on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation, maybe hear from you coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're continuing our conversation with Zeke Freeman, founder and CEO of the honey company Bee Raw, and we're talking about cooking with honey. I've learned a ton already, a lot of things I want to try. The candied honey bacon recipe on our Central Time Facebook page, mixing up some honey with squash. We want to hear from you now at 800-642-1234. Tell us how you cook with honey, what types of honey you like to use. Do you mix honey in with your fall recipes? Have you made honey with squash? Or do you want some advice from Zeke? He's got a zillion recipes up on his website. He can probably answer your honey-related cooking questions. Again, call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Zeke, before we go to our callers, let's talk a little bit about drinking our honey. You've got a couple of cocktail ideas using honey.
Oh yeah. That's probably my biggest passion is making cocktails. I mean, personally, I'm a fan of a cocktail. But you know, getting people to use honey in cocktails is pretty intriguing because people just, you know, most people like cocktails. So it's like if you take your standard cocktail like a margarita and you swap out what is normally agave or sugar or, you know, sour mix and add honey, you get a really spectacular, you know, drink. So, you know, my recipe is, you know, 2 ounces of tequila, 2 ounces of you know, orange blossom, honey, and, you know, one part of fresh lime juice. You know, all those fresh ingredients are so important. You mix it up, you know, and it's just like the simplest, cleanest drink you've had. So I'm a big fan. Whether it's a margarita or a caipirinha or, you know, a mojito, honey makes it better.
Zeke, we got to get you out here to host a party for sometime. Those chicken wings with the sauces, these cocktails. This sounds great. Let's go to our callers now. We've got Mike on the line in Franklin. Mike, hi.
Hi. I just had a quick question about, like, chocolate chip cookies or a typical recipe you would use sugar in. Is there a ratio that you can apply to replace the sugar with honey?
There is. Usually you use about 2/3 less honey than sugar. Honey is a bit sweeter. And then you have to consider that honey is a liquid, so sometimes you have to up the amount of flour that you use as well.
Interesting. Mike, thanks for that call. Is there a good type of honey for your basic old-fashioned chocolate chip cookie that you'd recommend, Zeke?
Yeah, you know, we actually have a Wisconsin cranberry honey, which I'm a big fan of and I think is, you know, really fantastic in baking.
That sounds great. Thanks for that call, Mike. We'll go next to Lane in Wind Lake. Lane, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Zeke, I just wanted to ask Zeke, my wife's uncle sells honey in New Berlin, and he actually has given me some with actually the honeycomb part of it, and I was wondering if Zeke could explain how to actually eat the honeycomb itself.
You know, the honeycomb is pretty fantastic. You know, it's kind of like, I think of it kind of like chewing gum. You know, you cut off a corner of it, you chew on it until, you know, all the honey is gone, and then you spit out, you know, what's left. It's pretty simple and really enjoyable because there's nothing more fresh than honey in the comb.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah, it can't get much fresher than that. Zeke, does that taste even better still than a raw honey out of a jar?
Yeah, there's something pretty special about it that way.
That's great. Well, Lane, I hope that helps you next time the uncle gives you a honeycomb. I'll go next to AJ in Madison. AJ, hi.
Hello there. I have a comment and also a question here. Just how I use honey myself in the house. My favorite is buckwheat. I have it around almost always. And I typically use it to spice up really healthy snacks. So I'll mix it into anything from peanut butter to put on my pretzels, into my yogurt or my Greek yogurt, and even just adding it into a smoothie for a little bit more flavor. That's generally how I like to mix it up. Or even into some mustard. Make your own little honey mustard and top different vegetables and things like that with there. So that's kind of how I use it, even if it's not cooking. It's just very simple to use. You can add it to anything. My question is along the lines of the craft beer scene. Since we are here in Wisconsin, you know, that's kind of a big part of our lives. I did a little homebrew once that included fresh honey, but do you have more comment? Do you know how that's being used, if there are local brewers or crafts around the country that are doing that more?
Honey in our beer, so, Zeke, yeah.
I know. Honey in your beer, mead, all these things, they're really, really popular, both of those things. It's something that I haven't done any myself, but we know a lot of people who do, and we sell honey to a number of mead makers and a few beer makers, and they find that, you know, even those varietal honeys can really make a significant difference in their brew.
Thanks a lot for that call, AJ. We're talking to Zeke Freeman. He is a recovering chef. He's founder and CEO of the honey company Be Raw. We're talking about cooking with honey, making cocktails with honey, grilling with honey. Very, very versatile stuff and a lot of variety out there, too. We'll go back to our callers at 800-642-1234. Deborah is on the line in Milwaukee. Deborah, hi.
Hello. I wanted to know if you have any ideas for honey mustard. And also, I have a cousin who's actually a rocket scientist. I mean, literally, he is a genius. But he cooked when I was living there for a while at his apartment in New Jersey for a while, peanut butter chicken. And I thought, and I recently bought peanut butter with honey in it. And it was awesome. And I thought, that you don't have to have the jelly, just the peanut butter, and it's got the honey in it. So how about, like, do you have any ideas for honey mustard or honey peanut butter chicken or anything?
Deborah, thanks a lot for the call. And Zeke, I'll let you know that we are the home in Wisconsin of the Mustard Museum, where we learned that there are tons of varieties of mustard, too. Have you worked on pairing varieties of honey with varieties of mustard?
In fact, I have, and there are a couple of recipes on my site. I have two. One is my buckwheat honey with a whole grain French style mustard, which is probably my favorite. And again, that big earthiness of the buckwheat honey, instead of things kind of getting sickly sweet, it really the tartness of the mustard with the earthiness of the buckwheat honey and the little bit of sweet really elevate it to something more than what you might make, you know, from that honey bear honey.
Well, and you could just experiment too, it sounds like. Get some mustard,
sure.
Get some honeys and go to town.
Absolutely.
Deborah, hope that helps. Thanks for that call. Rebecca is on the line next in Galesville. Rebecca, hi.
Hi. I'm hyperglycemic, so I can't eat any refined sugar, so I use honey quite frequently. My question is, I've heard several times, I'm not sure if it's fact or fiction, which I'm hoping you can help me with, whether or not there's a certain type of honey that is more sustainable than another.
More sustainable in terms of on the glycemic value or in terms
or do you mean
of
environmentally,
how it's
Rebecca?
Produced environmentally?
environmentally produced, yes. Okay.
So environmentally produced. So what's really important about, you know, choosing something that's environmentally sustainable in terms of honey is getting it from someone local or someone like myself who is working directly with the beekeepers. Most of the stuff that you're going to find in the grocery store is being imported from China, from Argentina, is blended together, so on and so forth. So not only are they significantly lower quality, they're often diluted with corn syrup to lower the price. So that's going to mess with your whole glycemic situation. So look, I'm always a fan of look for raw and definitely from within the United States.
Rebecca, thanks a lot for the call. So Zeke, say you're a honey newbie like me, and we want to get maybe three honeys on the rack, three different flavors. Sounds yep. like number one, I got to get some buckwheat. That's going to be job one because you mentioned that a lot. What are yep. a couple more that might be a good part to my on my spice rack?
I think orange blossom would be number two for me. It just has this big floral, slightly citrus notes to it and is very versatile. And then the second one is our sweet yellow clover. And the sweet yellow clover crystallizes very quickly in this very creamy, spreadable consistency and has these big notes of like cardamom and cinnamon. So those three like give you this big variation and you can really do a lot with them.
And Zeke, very briefly before I let you go, you're clearly a mad scientist in cooking with honey. What is your next experiment?
We actually have an ebook coming out in October for honey and cheese pairing. So if you're interested in that honey and cheese pairing, check out braw.com and download that ebook.
Zeke, thank you so much. It's been a lot of fun.
My pleasure. Thank you.
We've been talking to Zeke Freeman. He's a chef and founder and CEO of the honey company Bee Raw. He joins us to share sweet and savory honey-infused recipes for National Honey Month. You can find one of those recipes for candied honey bacon. Head over to the Central Time Facebook page. And while you're there, hey, if you've got a recipe, share it. I may check it out.